Show on Live Local First, 790 KFGO and KFGO.com.
Isn't it exciting, Pinto, when I'm telling old-time newspaper stories right before we go on the air on the mighty 790 KFGO?
It is for me. I don't know if it would be for anybody else, but it is for me.
I'm telling Pinto a story from about 30 years ago when I was working on the night sports desk at the Forum and all. This was back in the days before personal computers and Macintosh computers, and it was all the really old school computers. I don't even know what the names of them were, but they were so finicky and so prehistoric compared to what we have now. And I was sharing some of those old battle stories with Pinto, and his eyes were as wide as like an animal in the dark. You were looking like you had the 1,000-yard stare going on there, Pinto.
My eyes were as wide as floppy disks.
I think these were even before floppy disks. Wow.
Oh,
it was unbelievable. Yes, folks. Someday maybe I'll tell those stories on the air, although probably not because they're probably only interesting to me. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Mike McFeely Show on the mighty 790 KFGO. A lot of good stuff coming up, including at about 2:35, legendary fisherman Al and Ron Lindner are going to join us to talk about a seminar they're giving tonight at FM Walleyes. Before we get to that, though, I want to go to a downtown Fargo and talk with a man who is basically reshaping downtown Fargo all by his lonesome. And he was in the news yesterday on KFGO and again in the media today. His name is Doug Burgum. He is the president and CEO of the Kilbourne Group. Hello, Doug Burgum. How are you?
Good afternoon, Mike.
Good, good, good. Say, so the big news today involving you is that you have purchased the St. Mark's Lutheran Church in downtown Fargo, and you're looking for ideas from the public to figure out what to do with it. So tell us the story. What's going on here?
Well, this is a historic structure over 100 years old that's been an important part of the downtown landscape and the historical fabric of downtown. And this is a building that's in significant disrepair. It's going to take quite a bit of work, but it's a building we felt needed to be saved. And like other projects we've done downtown, whether it was the old Pence Automobile Building, or Rickman's as it was called for a while, which became the Family Healthcare Center, or the old Northern School Supply, which became NDSU's first downtown building, Renaissance Hall. When we purchased those buildings, they were also in disrepair, and we also didn't know what we were going to do with them. And we like to get input from folks about, hey, what do you think these buildings, should become? But today, there's a lot of different ways, when we were saving some of those buildings, social media wasn't invented yet. So, now we've got on our Kilbourne Group Facebook page, people can come and give us ideas. They can send us emails at info@kilbournegroup.com. Or if you want to come down to St. Mark's itself and, walk around the building, we're going to have some boards erected, I think, by tonight, and where people will be able to just, jot down their ideas or in person, right on the boards, tell us what they think they'd like to see be added to downtown.
So what's realistic here? Because this is not a small building. This isn't a little coffee shop type building. This is a 20,000 plus square foot building. What could go in there? Does it have to be one thing? Can it be, I hate to say, can we turn a church into a mall, but can we turn a church into a mall? Or what are the options here?
Well, church conversions are becoming more commonplace these days as community, patterns have changed and so we're seeing that. I mean, there have been hundreds and hundreds of these things. And if you go online and look at what all things churches have become, it's the gamut, in terms of what the neighborhood or the city might need. But I think there are, to your question, potential for at least two different uses, because we've got the 100-year-old sanctuary park, which is a big volume space, and it's got a full basement and kitchen underneath it. And so there could be two different uses there. One in the sanctuary, one in the basement. And then in 1952, they added what they called an education wing, which is a three-story building that was church offices, Sunday school rooms, and other things. And that's, again, could have a myriad of uses, from commercial to retail to hospitality to restaurant to music building for private music lessons. I mean, there's a lot of things that could become. So I think we want people get creative and toss all their ideas out there, and then we have to try to find something, of course, that's economic that can help sustain the building going forward. But we're open to hearing everybody's ideas. No idea is too crazy.
How much fun is this for you? I mean, it seems like from the outside looking in that you're having fun with some of these buildings and you know, redeveloping and refurbishing downtown. I know you're in the world of business. This is not a hobby for you, but it's also a business for you. But are you having fun doing this?
Well, you know, I'm grateful that whatever I've been doing, whether it's been you know, building software companies or working on the revitalization of downtown, I've always it's never felt like work to me because I'm passionate about what I get to do, and I have a lot of gratitude that I've had to be an opportunity to work with so many great people along the way that have helped with all the successes that I've been a part of. So, but this is particularly fun. I mean, I think when we take a look at, you know, buildings that are, you know, that are, people might think they're at the end of their life, but somebody 100 years ago, in this case, that congregation, you know, put together a building of substance 100 years ago, and you say, hey, can we breathe life back into this thing in a completely new format? It's very rewarding to see how the new uses emerge. It's rewarding for me to see the architecture itself be sustained, and it's rewarding to see how it improves the sort of the economic system of the whole community. Because whenever we create a healthy core in a community, when you have a healthy downtown, it improves the economic health of the whole community. And Fargo's and a lot of people down here are doing a great job, you know, helping to really create a powerful, strong, healthy economic metro area starting at the core.
Doug Burgum, our guest on the Mike McFeely Show on KFGO this afternoon. We're talking about the acquisition of St. Mark's Lutheran Church in downtown Fargo and maybe some of the uses that could be put to in the future. How much of a fingerprint or how much of a footprint are you going to have in downtown, Doug? I mean, are you, when I look around downtown Fargo now, I go, wow, I mean, you know, his fingerprints are everywhere down here. What percentage of downtown have you had an effect on, and what's your goal going forward in this?
Well, I mean, maybe we get more credit than is due to us in terms of the actual percentage of the number of buildings that we've been involved with. But I would hope that by doing a great job on a small number of buildings down here, we have inspired others to invest capital and ideas to redo other buildings. But of course, you know, there's folks that were, you know, at it before, you know, we got here. You know, the Hotel Donaldson's a great example, the work the old Broadway guys have done, you know, Zambro's on the north end of Broadway. There's, you know, others, people have been down here and invested in old buildings and made them great. So we feel we're part of a community of people that care about things down here. But, you know, we're coming at it in a very focused way. We like to get in front of buildings that we think are going to be knocked down. Like with the, you know, it was the Fargo Rubber Stamp building, which mm-hmm. we bought last year. That was a building that was, you know, we were bidding against people that were going to knock it down and turn it into surface parking. And we've got some work going on over there to turn that into commercial property. And again, we like to, we like saving old buildings because we think it's, again, smart for the whole city.
And this is a personal question. You can certainly tell me to take a hike if you'd like it when I ask it, but you are a businessman and a successful one. But you talk at the same time about saving old buildings and standing in front of people who want to destroy old buildings. What's the ratio of you want to save a building, but yet you need to make money off whatever you're going to do with that building? Do you have a personal number that you say, you know what, I need to make sure I have this much of a margin, or does it go beyond that with you in some of these cases?
Oh, for sure. For me, it's gone beyond that. If it means have I tackled things that everybody else would find uneconomic?
Yes.
The answer is yes. So, you know, particularly the early work we were doing down here, there was, you know, plenty of opportunity to lose money saving a building. Because we were in an odd situation where, you know, people devalued the core of the city. You know, everybody thought everything was more valuable on the edge. And everybody thought downtown it was more valuable to have surface parking than it was to fix up an old building. I'd like to think that through the work we've been doing the last 7 or 8 years that we're starting to turn the tide the other direction, because if we can make it economic to save old buildings, then we won't have to step in and save them anymore. So if I'm still buying them to save them from the wrecking ball, then we haven't quite gotten to where we need to yet. But again, I'm grateful with the success I've had in software in my life that I'm able to, you know, do things that I believe in that may not have a short-term return, but I think in the long run, 10, 20, 30 years, these will be, you know, economically viable projects. But yeah, there's been sometimes passion can, you know, cause you to do things that are, you know, uneconomic in the eyes of other people. Because if you want to make money in real estate, you know, you don't do it at the core of a city this size. You'd be, you know, you'd be a, you know, if you wanted to make money, you know, you'd be building housing in the Bakken or
sure.
something.
Sure. Yep. I got you. It's good to be in a position to be able to look at things that way. Doug, yeah. Thank you. Congratulations on the acquisition of this building. And I'm excited to see what becomes of this because downtown Fargo, as I've said many times on the air before, when I first came to Fargo-Moorhead, downtown Fargo was a desolate wasteland. And to see it now and to see something like College Game Day be down there with thousands of people, that was a cool moment, I think, for the city of Fargo. And you've been a big part of that. So congratulations.
Yeah, well, thank you, Mike. And that was a super exciting day. So we'll hope there'll be many, many more of those to come down the road as we you know, prove out the powerful economics of having a healthy core. And that's, you know, powerful for the, but I mean, for all cities, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, everybody benefits when we've got a healthy downtown.
You got it. Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks.
You bet. Doug Burgum of the Kilbourne Group.